Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Hear the word of God from John 10. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Dear friends in Christ, the state of Tennessee has a vest for people who are convicted of driving under the influence of alcohol. It's a bright orange vest that you often see highway work crews wear. The offenders in Tennessee are required to wear their bright orange vest for 3 days while they pick up trash on the side of the road. And written on the vest in big bold letters are the words, "I am a drunk driver." Now, whether or not Tennessee's strategy to reduce drunk driving works or not, I do not know. But what I do question is this. Why do you and I choose to wear our bright orange vest? Every day we step into our closets, sort through all of our sins, and then we put on a variety of bright orange vest. And what do our vest say to our family, our spouse, our friends, our neighbors, and to God? What do our vest say? I neglect my kids. I don't respect my parents. I take my spouse for granted. I lose my temper. I have a big mouth. I watch pornography. I refuse to save sex for marriage. I love myself more than God. I have all the answers. I only want to live for me. We've all got our bright orange vest, and we wear them daily. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and Jesus tells all of us sheep in John 10, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So why do we need a dying good shepherd? Reason number one, sheep are dumb. Have you ever seen a group of trained sheep at the circus, such as Mazzadorf and his amazing sheep? No. Why? There are three levels of stupidity: dumb, dumber, and sheep. Sheep will leave the life and security of their good shepherd simply because they believe there's better tasting cud somewhere else, even if it gets them into danger. Life-threatening danger. As a result, sheep are prone to straying away from the good shepherd and getting themselves in trouble, deadly trouble. Isaiah 53, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way. On the other hand, sheep are also so dumb by what they do that they will at times follow the flock to their own death. But should we be surprised? For many sinners who know that the wages of sin is death continue to live in their sins unrepentantly because they like to follow the herd of this world to their deaths. Jesus knows what he's doing when he calls us sheep. As an example, in 2005, Turkish shepherds watched in horror as hundreds of sheep followed each other over a very steep cliff. More than 400 sheep died, but then their dead bodies cushioned the fall of an additional 1,100 sheep that followed them. Do we doubt? We all have an orange vest that reads, I follow the herd in sin, even though the wages of sin is death. Sheep are dumb. Reason two why we need Jesus to be our good shepherd and to lay down his life for us is that sheep are dirty. A cat can clean itself, birds have bird baths, bears have rivers, but sheep, they get dirty and they stay dirty until their dirty wool is sheared. Sheep are like walking Velcro strips. Sheepskin is full of an oil called lanolin. And lanolin coats their wool so sheep stay warm in cold weather. But the lanolin also makes their oily wool like Velcro. Every time a sheep lies down, grass, dirt, cockle burrs, dust, insects, everything imaginable clings to their wool. If you've ever seen the southern end of a northbound flock, it's not a pretty sight. Sheep are like walking Velcro strips, and so are we. Why is that? Our sins stick to us like Velcro, and there's nothing we can do to get rid of them. It seems like every evil thought, evil deed, and evil word is permanently stuck to us. We've got a closet full of bright orange vests to remind us of our sins, and then other people add more orange vests to our wardrobe. You're a terrible spouse. You're an uncaring parent. You're good for nothing. You're totally irresponsible. You're hopeless, until our closet is full of bright orange vests. Like the sheep's dirty wool, we desperately need to have our bright orange vest of sin removed or sheared away. Reason number three, why we need Jesus to be our good shepherd and to lay down his life for us, is that sheep are defenseless. Sheep can't defend themselves against their enemies. Have you ever seen a "Beware of Sheep" sign posted on someone's fence? We have sports teams like the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, and the Denver Broncos. But can you imagine a team named the San Antonio Sheep or the Los Angeles Lambs? What would their cheerleader say? Fleece 'em, ba, ba, ba. Without claws, fangs, horns, the smell of a skunk, or the roar of a lion, sheep are easy prey. Sheep can't climb a tree, can't camouflage their color, and they can't swim. They definitely can't swim with all their wool. Sheep are defenseless against their enemies, and so are sinners. Sheep are easy prey, and so are sinners. Our sins condemn us, and we've got a closet full of bright orange vests to remind us that our sins condemn us. And then death and the grave haunt us, because the mortality rate is 100%. And on top of that, the devil accuses us and seeks to steal, kill, and destroy us. Dumb, dirty, and defenseless. That's us. One of our hymns says, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." So I guess we're forever stuck with our bright orange vests, right? Wrong. Enter the Good Shepherd. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd." And the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When I'm lost, Jesus leaves the 99 and comes searching for me. Matthew 18. When my sins scare me to death, with the death I deserve, Jesus reminds me, I am the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When the devil tells me that he owns me, the Good Shepherd reminds me of my brand, baptismal branding. Isaiah 43, "I have called you by name, you are mine." When I feel completely dead, my risen shepherd assures me, whoever believes in me already has eternal life and will not be condemned. When I'm hurting, lonely, or afraid, my shepherd tells me in Isaiah 40, he gathers the little lambs in his arms and holds them close to his heart. As sheep, we may be dumb, dirty, and defenseless, but we are also delivered. Our good shepherd loves his sheep without limit. He tells us four times in John 10, "I lay down my life for the sheep." Four times. How exactly did the good shepherd save dumb, dirty, and defenseless sheep? Brace yourselves. The shepherd became a lamb. He became one of us. And then, becoming one of us, he took all of our sins. Isaiah says, the Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all of our bright orange vests. Then he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. And the good shepherd was sheared to the point of death. He became a slaughtered lamb in our place. Let that sink in. Let that utterly shocking good news cause every synapse in your brain to misfire. This is how loved you are. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. On Good Friday, there were no green pastures for Jesus. Instead, blood and spit were caked to his face so that we could live in the green pastures of his forgiveness. On Good Friday, there were no quiet waters for Jesus. In fact, there was no water at all, as Jesus cried out, "I thirst." But when they pierced his side, out flowed blood and water that runs downhill all the way to our baptismal font, where we receive those living waters and were baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. On Good Friday, Jesus walked through the valley of the shadow of death, as all of the evil in the universe was laid upon him, and the Father turned his face away until our dying lamb cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And there was no rod or staff of a good shepherd to comfort little Lord Jesus. On Good Friday, the cup overflowed all right, the cup of God's wrath. And Jesus drank the cup of God's wrath down to the very dregs. And God's goodness and mercy ebbed away from Jesus that day, for God did not rescue his son from the cross, so that in Jesus, God's goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. But why did it happen? Because Jesus was wearing our bright orange vest. You know, the vest I cheated, I stole, I abused, I used, I yelled, I left, I abandoned. I, a poor, miserable sinner with a capital M. But the Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all. 2 Corinthians 5, he became sin for us. 1 Peter 2, he bore our sins in his body on the tree. And God the Father sheared all of our bright orange vests off of us, laid them on Jesus. And Isaiah 53 says, by his stripes, we are healed. On August 16th, 1987, Northwest Airlines Flight 255 crashed after taking off from Detroit, killing 155 people. There was one survivor, a four-year-old girl named Cecilia. Rescuers found Cecilia in such good condition that they wondered if she was really on the plane. Perhaps she had been in one of the cars that the airplanes crashed into. No, Cecilia's name was indeed as one of the passengers on Flight 255. Cecilia survived because her mother wrapped her body around her daughter, her little lamb, and saved her from the force of the crash. Which is exactly what Christ did for us. He embraced us by embracing all of our sins, and he took the crash for us. A number of years ago, a shepherd in Palestine sheltered his sheep in the pen for the night. Sometime that night, he was awakened by a huge commotion. He discovered that a wolf was dragging off one of his sheep. The shepherd began beating the wolf. So the wolf turned on the shepherd, biting him repeatedly. Finally, the shepherd killed the wolf. He then managed to bandage the sheep's wounds, keeping the sheep with him to comfort it and keep it warm. The shepherd and the sheep fell asleep together. But the next morning, the shepherd was dead. He had bled to death for the sheep. The headline in the local newspaper read, "Sheep survives, covered in shepherd's blood." That's how you survive. That's what Jesus did for us, for you and for Jesus took all of our bright orange vests, all of the labels we gave ourselves, all of the labels others gave us, including the devil. He carried them all to Calvary, and then he let the full-blown weight of God's wrath fall on him. And then Jesus said, "Work in progress." No. In John 19, he said, "It is finished." By his shed blood, you and I no longer need to wear those bright orange vests. They are forgiven. Unless you choose to take them back by living in unrepentant sin. But can it get any better than this? That Jesus has forgiven us for all of those bright orange vests of sin? Yes, it can. Our good shepherd is so gracious that Jesus not only takes our bright orange vests away with his forgiving blood, but he also clothes us with his perfect righteousness. Jesus kept the Ten Commandments for us. And in baptism, Galatians 3 says, all of you who have been baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ, his righteousness. In Jesus, all of our labels are history. No matter what the devil, the world, or our flesh tell us, they're just shooting blanks. They're all out of ammo. It's all propaganda. Romans 8 tells us decisively, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus tells us decisively that we are justified, are declared righteous through the resurrection of God's Son. What's it all mean? It means you and I can take off all of our bright orange vests today, tomorrow, and forever. Toss them into the trash. Set them on fire. Blow them up with dynamite. You never need to wear those vests again. In Revelation 7, John is given a glimpse into heaven. And he sees the multitudes of sheep before the good shepherd Jesus in heaven. And when he sees them, what are they wearing? Revelation 7 says, "These are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before God's throne day and night, and the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." In the end, it might not be the most flattering title to be called a sheep. But if being called a sheep means that I'm a sheep of the good shepherd Jesus, then I'll take the title any day. Yes, to be a sheep does come with sinful baggage. But all of our baggage and orange vests are forgiven and forgotten by the blood of the Lamb. Told our enemies, if you want the sheep, you're going to have to go through me first. And they tried. Boy, did they try. Jesus was arrested, beaten, flogged, condemned, crucified, died, and buried. What our enemies flat out couldn't do is they couldn't keep our shepherd dead. The only sheep the devil will ever get are those who would rather be devoured by the devil than loved and forgiven by the Lamb of God. Our enemies wanted a luncheon of lamb in hell for Easter, but they lost their appetites when our risen shepherd descended into hell and he removed lamb from the menu. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.